Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go, folks. It's time to welcome to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline the Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, part of Western Pennsylvania as well. Mr. Paul Mango joins us right now. Paul, great to have you on News Radio KDK. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Rob. Thanks for having me, and greetings to all my friends and neighbors back there in Western Pennsylvania.
Listen, before we dive in and talk about the latest as far as COVID-19, the Pfizer news, vaccine information and therapeutics, I was talking to my radio audience about this earlier. I'm kind of perplexed on why these numbers continue to spike, and they are literally going through the roof. If there was ever a time for us to get to the bottom of this and get beyond it, it's now, sooner than later. Do you have any thoughts, sir, on why these numbers continue to spike?
Yeah, Rob, it's there's two or three things, and I have the benefit and privilege of, you know, sitting in meetings every day, every week with people like Tony Fauci and Deb Burks and, you know, some of the best in the business, Bob Redfield, who runs the CDC. And we often talk about what this virus is and why it's so confounding for us. And it's really three things, I think, that are important for the listeners to understand. One is what's called asymptomatic spread. So the vast majority of folks who are spreading this don't have a sniffle. They don't have a cold. They don't feel bad. They don't know they're spreading it. And it's a very, very large number and large percentage of folks who are doing that. And it's unlike the flu, or it's unlike many of the other viruses that we've experienced. So that's point number one. I think you combine that with what Dr. Fauci once said, which is, he never in his career, and he's been around a long time, has seen a virus that affects different folks so differently. And what I mean by that is, even if you contract this virus, there's a very large number of folks who, you know, as I said, are either asymptomatic or they don't have symptoms. But then there's a small percentage that it's truly devastating for. So, you know, there's just a very large number of Americans who, first of all, don't know they have it, don't know they're spreading it, and third, you know, don't really feel like it's dangerous for them. You take those two factors and you add the third one, which is, I think, just a function of where we are in this, and that is complete fatigue on the part of the American people with, you know, dealing with this. It's been effectively, I mean, for us at Health and Human Services, it's been since January 3rd. That's when we first learned about this. But for most Americans, you know, February, March timeframe is when this thing really became a pandemic. And I think people very diligently wanted to do the right thing for weeks, and then it turned into months. And then I think just folks just got tired of being locked up. So you put all those three together, and you have where we are. Now, just by the way, Rob, I think, and I'll pause in a moment, but
take your time.
If you think it's bad here, it's actually worse in Europe right now. And they locked down for like 6 months. Mm. But I saw the figures the other day. France, on a per capita basis, has 2.5 times the number of cases we have. So if we have 100,000 in a day, their equivalent would be 250,000 based on their population. So it's not just the U.S. It's the whole kind of set of Western democracies where freedom and liberty and those types of things are so important. People just don't like being locked up. So it's very unfortunate, but I know we want to talk about vaccines and therapeutics. The one bright spot, even without the vaccines, Rob, is the following, and that is the case fatality rate, meaning the number of folks who actually die as a numerator, and the denominator is the number of cases, has dropped by 85% since March and April. So in other words, we've learned to take care of folks. And this is in every age cohort, above 70, 45 to 69, below 18. It's dropped substantially because our wonderful healthcare system, and you know we have some great providers there in Western Pennsylvania, they've learned how to take care of patients so much better that the odds of living have gone up tremendously, even if you wind up in the hospital.
Testing, early detection have anything to do with people not dying as frequently as they once did, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We are doing, Admiral Girard is a part of HHS. He's the kind of the testing czar. We're doing, last week we averaged 1.1 million tests a day. If you go back to March and April, it might have been 15,000. That's how rapidly the United States kind of private sector testing system has ramped up, you know, with help from the government. We've made some big investments, but we're doing 1.1 million tests a day, which is beyond what any country in the world is doing.
Okay, let's, by the way, Paul Mango is here, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Let's talk about COVID-19 vaccine, the Pfizer story, therapeutics, and also something I know you're going to want to talk about, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announcing plans to allocate initial doses of Eli Lilly and others. So talk about those stories, if you can, a little bit, Paul.
Yes, so Rob, let me put this into perspective. Prior to COVID-19 vaccine development, the fastest time in the history of vaccine development, the history, was Ebola, and that was about 5 years, okay? From the time we identified the virus to the time we had a safe and effective vaccine, 5 years. We're at 10 months from the identification of COVID-19. We will have a vaccine in the market in early December by all forecasts. So basically 10 to 11 months. This is the most, I think history will record this, Rob, at some point to be the equivalent of the Manhattan Project, of the Apollo missions, in terms of its technological prowess and the power of public-private partnership. This is really the private sector in the U.S. doing this. It's Pfizer, Moderna. These are U.S. companies, but very much supported and enabled by the federal government. It's just extraordinary, and Americans should be very proud of what's happened. And it's fast, but it's also safe and effective. And we have a little saying inside of Health and Human Services, we're cutting idle time. We're not cutting corners at all. This will be a safe and effective vaccine. In fact, you know, Pfizer reported the other day that its vaccine was 94% effective. Now, just to put this into perspective, the annual flu vaccine, Rob, is about 50% effective. So this is a result that no one was expecting. And it's just extraordinary, and again, it's the kind of the all of America response to a pandemic. It's HHS, it's Department of Defense. General Gus Perna is deeply involved in the logistical aspects of this, and the whole Army Defense Logistics Agency. It's working with the private sector. It's us working with states and like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on distribution. So it's I just get very excited talking about it because it's an extraordinary example of American exceptionalism, and no one else in the world has done this. And we're going to not only save American lives, we're going to save lives around the world with these vaccines.
All right. It's good news for sure. No, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Paul Mango, is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, FM 100.1, and of course, AM 1020, News Radio 1020, KDK. Any more on the news with Eli Lilly? And then just kind of summarize a few things with me, then we'll take a break and come back. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Lilly, so Operation Warp Speed is dealing with both vaccines and therapeutics, and Eli Lilly is what's known as a monoclonal antibody, and that's a fancy term, Rob, but what it means is, if it's injected and if you're infected with the virus, or even if you're not, quite honestly, it can be used prophylactically, which means you're not even infected yet. These are like artificial antibodies against the COVID virus that right away get your immune system up to speed faster than your body can, and they prevent the really deleterious impact of the virus. And Eli Lilly just got an emergency use authorization on Monday night. I'm sorry, was that Monday or Tuesday? I think it was Monday night. And already, I mean, I checked this because I'm deeply involved. We've already shipped thousands of doses out to many places around the country, and they're already being infused into patients. That's how quickly, again, the logistics of this was organized, planned, and now delivered. Patients are getting this after less than 48 hours of time since the emergency use authorization was granted. It's a lifesaver. Just to give you a statistic, in the clinical trials, it dropped in certain categories of patients, hospitalizations, by 70%. So it's given on an outpatient basis before you ever get into the hospital. And the trick here is knowing when you have early symptoms, and if you think you're in that category of being vulnerable, you got to get this quickly.
Listen, it's not over yet, but last question on this topic, Paul Mango. Lessons learned. What have we learned, do you think, as the globe continues to learn, and hopefully we will get to the finish line very soon of this global pandemic? What have we learned?
Rob, I think we've learned that it's, despite all of the technology we have, despite all of the knowledge we have gained in the last 7 or 8 months and all that we've adapted, it's extremely difficult to control human behavior. I mean, it is very, very difficult. And humans are social animals. They don't like being isolated. They don't like being separated. And it's not, again, I come back to where we started. It's not irrational behavior. We've heard of seniors. If you're 88 years old, think about this, and let's have our listeners think about this. If you're 88 years old and you think, in any case, this is the last Thanksgiving you're going to be able to spend with your children and your grandchildren, are you going to go to that Thanksgiving dinner, or are you going to stay in the nursing home? And is that irrational for you to do that? These are the stories we're hearing. People are telling us, yeah, you can say to us, don't have Thanksgiving, don't experience Thanksgiving with your family. But grandma's saying, this is the last chance I have because I'm not going to live much longer. Don't tell me what to do. And then if it's the 18-year-old, they're saying, listen, none of us is getting sick from this anyway. Why should I stay home? So it's not irrational behavior, but it's very, very difficult to control. And I think that's a lesson we've all learned.
Hmm. Well said. Paul Mango is here, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He's the Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy. Also a military veteran, 82nd Airborne, and a graduate of West Point from Gibsonia, his home here in Western Pennsylvania when he's not in the nation's capital, and he has his roots in Liverpool, New York. We're going to talk to him about this Veterans Day and his time in the military and at West Point. That's next on Rob Pratt Wednesday Night, News Radio KDKA. All right, here we go, folks. One more segment tonight before we step aside and join you another day. Don't forget CBS Radio News coming up at the top of the hour. My guest has been on the Disc at the 2 to Pittsburgh Newsline, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Paul Mango. We've been talking about COVID-19. Yes, he was also, and you may recognize the name, former candidate for the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and there are many, including me, that hope that that part of his life may reinvent itself somewhere else down the road. Studied and got his master's in business at Harvard University. But the thing that really jumped out, the 82nd Airborne, and also that degree, of course, from the Military Academy that I'm very fond of, and I have a number of friends that are connected to it, and I want to talk to him on this Veterans Day about his time there and his time in the military. So, sir, this is a very significant day in your household, is it not?
Yeah, Rob, absolutely. And you know, we don't celebrate it, but we reflect a lot. I don't really think Veterans Day is a day to celebrate, so to speak, although I think we should celebrate our veterans. But if you are a veteran, I think you spend most of the day reflecting. And for me, the family, you know, my father is a veteran, was a veteran. My uncle fought in World War II. My father-in-law fought in World War II. I have three brothers-in-law, one of whom jumped into Normandy with the 82nd Airborne Division, believe it or not. My wife comes from a large family, and she was one of the youngest, and her oldest sister married a gentleman who was older than her, and he literally was a medic in the 82nd Airborne Division, jumped into Normandy. I had a sister-in-law who was a nurse midwife in the Army, and then, of course, my dear wife, who's the class of 82 at West Point, and my daughter, Hope, my second daughter, who's the class of 2014. So Veterans Day for us is a family affair, for sure, but I also, you know, think a lot about the soldiers with whom I served, as you mentioned, the great paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division. The mission of that division, at least when I was there, was to be anywhere in the world within 48 hours prepared to fight. And that meant you had to be ready. That meant you had to train all over. We were up at Winter Warfare School. We were training in the jungles, in the desert, because you didn't know where you were going to be 48 hours later. And by the way, we were talking about vaccinations. I joke with folks that I think I'm vaccinated against everything known to man, including the Black Plague, because when you're in the 82nd Airborne Division and you could go anywhere in the world, you have to be vaccinated against things all over the world. So, you know, it was a great privilege, and the camaraderie of the soldiers in a unit like that that has such a strong mission, an important mission, is something I reflect on. But I also, Rob, I think it's important to reflect on the current members of the military. I know they're not veterans yet, but, you know, we've been at war for almost 20 years. We have soldiers today deployed in over 100 countries around the world. And you think about them on a day like this, I mean, there's a lot of lonely days. I think about their families, the sacrifice their families are making as well. People underestimate what military families have to go through in terms of the separation, the uncertainty, the anxiety. Will mom or dad or whatever, my brother, my sister, come home? So, I mean, there's just a lot to reflect on. And I think at the end of the day, I think we should just all feel so grateful for these folks who volunteer to serve. Let's remind folks and your listeners, this is an all-volunteer military. And therefore, you know, virtually everyone in it is a great patriot who wants to serve his or her country. So it's a great day to reflect, and I'm just so proud to be an American and having these veterans and active duty military folks, all that they've done to protect our freedoms.
Paul Mango, just for a couple of more minutes, sir, I just have to ask you, you know, there may be some parents or some young people thinking about a future for their child or themselves in the military. And I like to talk to a lot of people who have served about that first night, that initial night in the military or in some sort of military setting. And I know it's been a few years, but when you think about that first night in that bunk at West Point and wondering what the future would hold for you, I'm sure a lot of things went through your mind, but I got to believe that everything that you hope to accomplish because of that venture, that initial step that took you to West Point, has really come true in more ways than one, and it continues to be a big part of your life every day today, whether it be in your own household, as a husband, as a father, or what you're doing every day with the Department of Health and Human Services. So that night was a giant leap of faith, was it not?
Oh, it sure was, Rob. You talked about me growing up in Liverpool, New York, where I graduated from Liverpool High School on June 28, 1977. I was at West Point on July 6, 1977. So there couldn't have been a bigger cultural shock or shift in my life, right? 8 days out of high school or whatever it was. And arriving there, I have to say my head was spinning the first night, wondering what the heck I got myself into. But just, you know, as with any experience, it very quickly grows on you in a very different direction. And, you know, it's one of the greatest leadership institutions in the world. And I think the paraphrasing of its mission is the following. When America sends its sons and daughters into harm's way, they have to be led by officers of character and competence. That's basically the mission of West Point. And being part of that is an awesome responsibility. And they teach you about that. And I have to say, for the, you know, mothers and fathers out there listening, having their sons and daughters led by West Point graduates and Naval Academy graduates, and by the way, ROTC graduates and everything else, it's really should give them some comfort that they're some of the best trained officers in the world, and they understand leadership and they understand their awesome responsibility. So I'm so fortunate, and I thank God that I had the opportunity to go to West Point to experience that, to serve my country, and, of course, to meet my wife, which is where I met Dawn.
Hey, that's a great, happy ending. I appreciate your time, sir, and thank you for everything that you're doing in Washington, and hopefully soon we'll have great news when it comes to ending this pandemic, okay?
Okay, Rob. And again, greetings to all my friends and neighbors back there in Western Pennsylvania.
All right.
Looking forward to seeing you.
There he goes, Paul Mango. You know, he came to the Feast of the Seven Fishes show a couple of years ago, and my general manager, Michael Spatricoli, actually filmed a social media clip that I did with him, and I must tell you, it was one of the highlights of my life. He's not just a good person. He is a great person. He is a patriot. And here is one person that hopes someday he will consider running for office again, because I think he has a lot to do and a lot to say, and he's obviously getting it every day done in Washington. But please, ladies and gentlemen, on this day that we salute veterans, make it a part of your life every day. Until next time, good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.